So, was it a different experience hearing the Emmaus Road story being told rather than being read? Did watching Volonia, Emily and Jeremy tell the story amongst themselves mean that different details were highlighted in the narrative for you? The Gospel of Luke emerged out of an oral tradition, which had begun developing soon after the resurrection. These stories were told amongst the community of believers long before they were ever written down. And so it often means that when we hear them, we can identify phrases which sound familiar because we've heard them elsewhere. Familiar phrases would have aided the memory in the retelling of the stories, and they also link us to other gospel stories. In this narrative, we hear that Jesus, having arrived with the disciples at Emmaus, took the bread, blessed it, and broke it. As a hearer, we're likely to immediately make connections with the Last Supper, and we wonder why the disciples were so dense that they didn't. But where else have you heard that exact same phrase? In the feeding of the 5,000. When Jesus breaks bread, it is a sign of abundance. The theme for this week is gratitude. The disciples did not recognize Jesus when he was teaching them. It was not until he blessed and broke the bread and gave it to them. They knew him in the midst of abundance. At once they received food for the journey and nourishment for their souls. I reckon that gratitude is a hallmark of a resurrection spirituality. Gratitude for all God has done and is doing. Gratitude for the earth. Gratitude for the people who populate our lives. Gratitude enables us to recognise Christ's presence in our midst. On the tile for today, you'll see one of the prayers from the night prayer service. Let's pray that together. God, our Creator, our Centre, our Friend, we thank you for our good life, for those who are dear to us, for our dead and for all who have helped and influenced us. We thank you for the measure of freedom we have and the extent to which we control our lives. And most of all, we thank you for the faith that is in us, for our awareness of you and our hope in you. Keep us, we pray you, thankful and hopeful and useful until our lives shall end. Amen.